at length yesterday the Shita Mekabetzes and Masechtas Ksubis that says Pshat Neshitas Rashi called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbona Mekadesh Shiyu Kayomim Lefi Devrayim Yiyu Betelim Lefi Devrayim Ayidei Gitin Shechshiru Chachomim. And the get is Eike the Kedushan Lamatrei V'lav Hainu Ka'oima Amanash She'yir Tza'abe. That it doesn't work like that. But he said that there b'koyach v'yu b'teilim l'fi divrayim. And the Gemara said Tinach the Kodesh b'kaspe. So they make the Mois Matone. But what do you do, Kiddush Pibiyam Ha'ikol Ameima? So the Gemara answers that Shavu Rabbonon Lebilosoi Beilas Znus Ayidei Getzer. It's very difficult to understand. He gave them permission that they're Bekoyach to be Mevatel his Kiddushin. Ayidei Gitin Sheikh Shiru. But it seems we need Epis Aseida. How they do it? By Kesef, we started off with Hefke Bezden Hefke, which also they wouldn't be able to do without his permission. They can't be Mavke if he's not a Peshaya. But he gave them that they're allowed to Balabateve in the Maise Kedushin. Now, what is Pshat Shavu Rabbonu Lebilos Bilas Nus? How do they do that? How do they make Abiyah Shalishus Abiyah Shalznus? Since it was Papayil Boyil Lashem Ishus. How does it work? I would like to say Arayin. I don't know if this is the Emes of Pshat, but maybe it's a little Korav Lemes. I saw in Mishkan Yisrael, he brings that sport down Shulchan Aruch Bnei Teisha Midos. He brings down it's a Gemara Nedarim. One is not permitted to be boil ishtoi mitoich merive. There was previously a meriva machlokes between them, even though there's no sinna now between them. It is also. So the Ravid says, why is this also the have bi yezu kemoiznus? The name Rive is considered, even though there's no sinna now, but there was friction between them before. So this is a bi yeznus kiven she'enoi mitoich ave. So we see from the Ravid the chilek between a bia shall znus and a bia shall ishus is ishus is mitoich ave, and if there's no ave, so that's called znus. It's l'shem hanosoi. He brings a lotion from the Shevet Sefer she'ein shalayia kavonis hazivug lemailois taiveis hayetzer ki'im liyacheid. The tachlis should be yichud halavovis. He brings in another place that Rabban Zachain Lebroche said over, he was mekubul ish mipi ish from the goyim, she'iker hachiyuv b'kedushas hazivuk hu b'inyan ribui ha'ave v'yishachtes b'neihem. That is Kedushas HaZivug, that is Aribui Ava and Ahisachtas. And that's supposed to come about, says in the Posik, V'dovak B'ishtai V'hoyu L'bosar Echad. We find a very interesting Gemara we had learned in our oral. The Gemara asked Akasha by Shloime, he married Bas Paroi. In the Gemara, fears Ois that he didn't marry her. There was no issues whatsoever. So the Gemara asks, if there was no issues, so why does it say a loshen chitun?
So the Gemara says, Mitoich Avo Yisere She'ohavo Malo'olo Vakosov Ki'ilu Nishatein Bo. A very Merdike Gemara. That means the Posik called, even though there was no Chalais issues whatsoever, but there was a Ribu Yave, there's an Ave Yisere, so this is Ki'ilu Nishatein Bo. Al Kaponim, we have two kavonais in Bia. One is a kavone lemalis ritzoinoi, hanoas atzmoi. In another kavone is to yichud halevoveis, ribui ha'ava v'isachtes. That is the true kavone of Ishus. The Redak in Tilim, Kapitel Nun Aleph, says, on the Posik, Hein Ba'ovein Chayloti, David HaMelech was Misoinen, that he was Nichshel in Achet, so he says, Hein Ba'ovein Chayloti, my Yitzire came about through an Ovein. What Ovein was there in the Yitzire of David HaMelech? So, the Redak brings down a medrash, Rab Acha Oimer, Afilu chosid shebechasidim I efshe shaloyia boitzad ovoin. A moiridik eloshen. David HaMelech is speaking about his Yetzire. His Yetzire, his father was Yishai, but the Gemara tells us in Bobe Basre, Shemeis Be'itye Shal Nochosh, and he's himself, he says, Nahim Ba'ovein Chayloti, and Rabacha says, Afilachosid Shebechasidim I Efshe Shalayia Boitzad Ovein. There's some Ovein in Bishas Tashmish. So what is the Ovein? It could be, he means, the Ovein is, Vinisht Vi, there's, in the Bia, there, since there's Hanoas Atzmoi, so, there's a Chelik, a percentage, how minute it might be, of Hanoas Atzmoi in the Bia, and that is considered a Bechina of Znus. That's the Ovein. That is the Ovein, what David HaMelech was speaking about. In Kainim Anachnu, so now, could be pshat is like this. In every Bia, there's Chalokim of Kavone, L'shem Ave, L'shem Ishus, L'shem Yichud, Yichud Halavoveis, and there's Kavones, L'shem Hano also. Now, when everything is taken into consideration, so what is this called? Is this considered a Bi'il Hashem Ishus or a Bi'il Hashem Znus? So, Mistame, like every other thing, we say, Ruboi Kikuloi. That means if Roiv of the Kavana was L'Shem Ava, L'Shem Ishus, so that's called a Bi'il Hashem Ishus. That Afilo Chosid Shebechasidim, there's a tzad oven, but that is chas v'sholem, not considered a bi'ah shel znus. That's considered a bi'ah shel ishus, even though there are minute chalokim, which perhaps are not completely l'shem ishus. That is all the time. When a person says, Arev Mekadeshes Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael Sheyu Betalim Lefi Divreihem. That means whatever Chazal say, that's what should be. He gave them the koyach to be Magdir the Bia. And if they say it was a Bia's Nus, that means that they title the Bia a Bia Shel Znus because of the Tzad Znus Sheyesh Boy, Afilu by Yishai, there was a tzadznus. So that's a shavu rabbono lebilois of bilaznus. That means the Chazal said that since in this bia there are certain kavonis, how minute they might be, which are not completely pure l'shem yishus, there's gonuv kavonis l'shem anos atzmoi, which could be this goes into the gedder of znus. So there, that's Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, that they're permitted to be magdi, they can be mevatel the kedushin, because they can say this was a bia, they can be magdi, they can say that the bia goes into the category of a bia's nus. Perhaps this is pshat. I don't know. Let us go further in Rashi. Rashi says, now Rashi brings a perish from Rabbi Yisov. Vis da Omri, Tinach Kodish Bekaspe, the Kedushi Kesef da Rabbonon, so they could be Oike the Kedushin. Kodish Bebiye, the Kedushin Dmideraisani Numa Ikala Meima, the Tois Godol Hu Beyodam. Kedusha Kesef, the Reise, Nino. Kedusha Kesef is also the Reise. Mekzei Reshove, the Kiche, Kiche, Mistei Efren, Gomar Lo. Bemesaches Kedushin. Mekzei Reshove, Besinai, Nemro. V'chol Yud Gemo Midis. So what is Pshat? The Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbona. Number 1. And number 2, V'i Kedusha Kesef, Mida Rabbona, Mikatline, Navsha, Layu. The boil a rusa beskila, a person is boil a nara marosa, he gets skila. He wasn't Kodesh bebi, it was Kodesh bekesef, or beshtar, which you learn from a hekish. So it's icha de reise. V'oi, then Rashi asks a second kashe. I said, the first thing, it's a darabonon, is a pella. V'oi, my shinuye de shoni. So the Gemara understood kesef, they can balabat of it, it's only a darabonon. But bia, so what's the terrorist? Shavu rabbonam bilasnus. Hakasha lehechimotze rabbonu lavkui midi diraisa. Takufa was the kasha. Kedusha kasef. No, it's a rabbonon, so they can be oikeret heimomru veheimomru. But kedusha bia is a diraisa. So what's the terrorist? Shavu rabbonam libilosa bilasnus. Heichimotz Rabbonu Avkui Midi Diraisa. Umishani Le Shavu Rabbonu Nonami Avkati. This is also Avko. So what is Pshat? How did they learn Pshat in the Gemara? Rashi in Gittin brings down this Pshat Meraboisov. Rashi said the first pshat what we heard by us, Kach ani meforish b'chol mokei milibi. This is my pshat, the first pshat. Umeraboisai kibalti. The second pshat is not from Kotle Kanyes. This is the rabois of Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Kol de Mekadish adayti de Rabbonon Mekadish, de Kedushei Kesef, de Rabbonon, de Loiksiv Behedye. Doesn't say Beferish. Ela Gamrine Kiche Kiche Mizdei Efrem. Vayne de Kaportinach de Kodesh Bekaspe, Kodesh Bebiye de Chsiv Behedye, Kiche Chish Isha, Uba Olo, Maikala Meima. So here they said already, it's a little different, that this is Loiksiv Behedye, this is Ksiv Behedye. Haich yochlu laker dova min ha-teire. That was the kasha. Umishani shavyu rabonu libilose bilasnus. So kol mekadish bebiye. Here Rashi says pshat in the teretz. Kedam ahosam. Whoever's mekadish bebiye. Kedam ahosam rav mangi daman de mekadish bebiye mishum pritzusa. That's pshat in the teretz. And Rashi, yes, the tshuvas koshes yes bedova chodad gzeirishove gufa toiri shreilo lomdo niskolam ala gzeirishove v'noishe shubikoros mgzeirishove lomadnu v'nara marosa neregis b'dushe kesef v'ida rabonam imekatlo v'id kushan shivu rabonu bilosa bilasnus eichem otsu shave bilasnus odaraisi rab man gidaman de kadish bebiye doesn't mean leibotli. It doesn't mean it's not bottle. So that's how Rashi asks on Raboisov. I thought perhaps to explain a little the das of Raboisov, it is bakant, the shittes hataz, Yeredei and Erechayim, says in koyach lechachomim lahachmer bedover hamafurish bekro leheta. The Taz says on the kasha that the Rishonim ask, why when Chazal oiker mitzvahs mila b'yayim hashmini shchalias b'shabes shemo yabirene daldamas p'shus arab, like they were oiker lulav and shayfer. So the Taz says they can't be oiker, because the pasuk says bayoy mashmini chazal dash and bayoy mafilu b'shabbes. The pasuk says you can make a bris on Shabbos. Chazal cannot tell us that you cannot make a bris on Shabbos. That's not bekoichom. Now let's understand the Taz. The Rambam shita is that gzeiris chazal, we learn that from the pasuk leisoso, means if a person is oivan adarabonon, it's oivan adarais of loisos, according to the Shitas HaRambam. Now, the Pasuk says, loisosu mikel ha-shayirucha. So the Torah empowered them to make gzeiris. But al koponim, the Taz says, but their gzeiris, even though the Torah gave them a koyach to make gzeiris, but their gzeiris amugbo. They can only make gzeiris if they're not saying something that the pasuk says fakert. They can say you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah shechalias b'shabbes, you don't take a lulav, because the pasuk doesn't say that you blow shofar. But the minute the pasuk says that you make a bris b'yayim hashmini, they cannot say fakert. So their koyach is mugbul. It's perhaps this is pshat in the rabbis of Shel Rashi. Tinech the Kodesh Bekaspe, they held, sicher, Kedushe Kesev is a deraise, learn that Xeira Shobra, but it's not Mefurish Bekra. Lemaise, they were Oike the Kedushin. They were Oike the Kedushin. Since they're Bekoyach to be Oike the Kedushin. But they can't be Oike if the Pasuk says Befevish that the Kedushin is Chal. So tinech the kodesh bekaspe. So that's what it says. That's what Rashi brings down from them in Gittin. The like siv behedye ella gamrin in kiche kiche mistei efrein. Aber kodesh bebi dechsiv behedye. So their chilik was in kosev behedye or like kosev behedye. That's what they said. Kosev Behedye, like Kosev Behedye. So that sounds like the Taz. That's something that's Kosev Behedye and not Bekoyach to be Oika. So you can't be Oika Achalois if the Pasuk says it, the Pasuk says that with Kesev you become an Eishasish, you can't be Oika, but the Pasuk doesn't say it. It's not Kosev Behedye. Interesting, when Rashi in Ksubis shlugs up the Raboisov, so Rashi says, Kol halomid b'gzeirishove k'moyshe kosov mefurish. That's how Rashi slugs them up. That means Rashi didn't like the shtik Torah. If you're scared of kosov behedye, it's lomid b'gzeirishove k'moyshe kosov mefurish. But according it could be they held that even though there's a koyach of a leisoso that they can't be oiker. But it's only by something that's not kosov behedye. Now, what did the Gemara answer? Shavu Rabbona Lebiloisov Bilasnos. So Rashi brings down in Gittin, Mushani Shavu Rabbona Lebiloisov Bilasnos Shel Kol Mekadish Bebiye. Not this person who gave apostle a get. Kol mekadish bebiye shavu rabbon ol beloisa bilasnus, because the Gemara says Rav mangid aman de mekadish bebiye. That's what the big derai. And Rashi in Ksubis, tain is on them. Vamefores shavu rabbon lechol mekadish bebiye bilasnus. L'chol mekadesh bebiya bilasnus tois gomel ubo lahat reishis isa miskadeshes bebiya beloiget. I mean, Rashi says it. It's a very kazach. But al kaponim, let us understand, could be what they said, what they meant to say. Perhaps. There's a meiridike Mishnah Melech in Perik Yudches Mehilchus Yisurei Biya. He brings a rivosh, and the rivosh says as follows. We heard in the Abo Yevim Toy, Shittes Rabbi Lezer, that Ponui Abo Alapnuye Shaloi L'Shem Ishus Oso Zoyne. Sabiyas Znus makes an Isha a Zoyne. That's Shittes Rabbi Lezer. Zot the rivosh, what will be the din? If you'll have a pony, a ball, a pnuye, l'shem ishus, but there's no ishus. You can't have ishus in her. She's a ktane. Ktushin darabona. Is she a zoyne min ha-toyre, yes or no? The ktushin darabona is a ktushin darabona, but min ha-toyre, it's nothing. Does she become a zoyne min ha-toyre, yes or no? So the rivosh says, she doesn't become a zoyne. He has a kavon l'shem issues. There's no issues? So there's no issues. But that's not called znus. Znu, poni al bo al apnuye l'shem znus becomes a zoyne. If it's l'shem issues, even though there's no chalois issues, but she won't become a zoyne. A maise znus makes a zayna according to Rabbi Elazar. This is not a maise znus. This is a maise ishus. Even though it's a biyishal ishus, even though there's no chalois ishus, but that's called a biyishal ishus. That's what the Mishle Melech says b'shem arivosh. Let's clear another way around. What if a person will want to make a kinyan in an isha ayyadei abiyashal znus? Let's be mamtik a little bit. The Mephoshim explain, the Masses Moshe brings from Yerushalmi, that there's three kinyonim in the isha nitnes b'shalosh drachim, b'kesef, b'shtar, b'biya. So he brings from the Yerushalmi that there's three distinct inyonim by ishus. There's a kinyan, a isha niknis. There's isurim, the osula akul alma kehegdish, and then there's dinay ishus. So he says each kinyan has its own. Each maisa kinyan is accomplishing one of these three things. But we learn now, that each one accomplishes all three. For example, he says, kinyan kesef is a kinyan. You learn that kicha kichem is dayefrei. Just like there's a kinyan sadeh, there's a kinyan ishus. So kesef is a maisa kinyan. We learn that you can become a wife and a rusa through kinyan kesef. Shtar, we learn that from v'yotze v'hoisa. We learn that shtar kedushim from shtar gerishim. What is a shtar gerishin? A matir. Harei at muteres l'cholodom. Shtar gerishin works in isurim. Harei at muteres l'cholodom. So the shtar kedushin is an oiser. It asks so. B is a niyug of issues, and that creates issues. So, be'emerson in every arusa, we have all these three in Yonim. And the Mishnah says, Isha Niknus B'Shalosh Drochim, one of these three accomplishes what each one is Moiran. An Kinyonim, an Isurim, an Ishus. But Al Koponim, the Kinyon of Bia is a Niyug of Ishus, and the Niyug of Ishus creates a Chalois Ishus. Chazal said, Man, Rav Mangid, a man the Mekadish B'Bia. So what is Pshat in this? So could be they learn Pshat that Rav said, if a person does such a pa'ula, there's no kinyan before, this is a pritzus, this is not ishus. The Rabbonim said, this is not a niyag of ishus. By all kiddushei biyah, it's not chal according to the rabbis of Sharash. Not after. If a person is mekadish, biyah chazal said that we don't look at this as a mice of ishus, we look at this as a mice of pritzus. This is a mice of znus. So after the Rabbonon said that this falls into the category of znus, it can't make issues. Just like the Mishnah Melech said, if Yomekadish Aktane, the Rabbonon said that this is issues, so she doesn't become a Zayinim in that Torah. That means what the Rabbonon Amagdir de Pula, that's what comes out of it. If there's issues mid the Rabbonon, so it's called a nice issues. That's not called a zayne. And if mid the Rabbonon, this is considered a nice is nus. If it's a nice is nus, some emela, so it can't make issues. Could be this is perhaps pshat in the rabbis of Shalrashi. Let us go further in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Toshma Amar Abeloza ben Yaakov Shamati Shebezden Makim Vo'inshin Shaloi Mina Teure. I heard that Bezden is Makim Vo'inshin Shaloi Mina Teure. V'loi Laver Al Divrei Teure. L'lasa Siogla Teure. They want to make a Siogla Teure. O'maise Bodem Echad Sherocha V'asus B'Shabbos B'mei Yevonim. A person was once riding on a sus in Shabbos B'mei Yevonim with Yula Bezden Skolu. They gave him Skila. Loim ibnei sheroi lekach nata da loichem ala bahim es chayiv skila ol shesho tzricha lekach, but in that time was a critical time, it was necessary to do it. Vishuv ma'isa bodem echot shitiach b'ishtoi tachas hata'ino. A person was boil ishtoi tachas hata'ino, that means it was done without the proper tznius. Bevi'u lebezn vilku loim ibnei sheroi lekach. So we see that Bezen is Bekoyach to do Bekum Vasei, to kill someone, to be like it. Where's the Lo Yosef? Where's the Lo Sirtzach? So the Gemara says, Migdemilse Shani. Migdemilse they can do, just like Elio Bar Kalmel. This will bring a tikkun in Klal Yisrael, a pu'ule. As we mentioned, for a one-time pu'ule, which will bring about tikkunim, Migdemilse is permissible. What does Rashi say? Reiche balsus, veilahein min shvus, le'elem bilan, ve'reiche nagabi behime. Uskaluhu, and they gave skile, ki mechalo Shabbos gomo, like an emes a mechalo Shabbos. Tzriche lekach, hoysa eis tzora, there's another girsa, hoysa eishmad. That makes a little bit more sense. That there was an eishmad, v'hoyu prutzim ba'aveire, so memele, they had a show that in this man also, even though there's this shrekle pressure, mi bachutz to fakert, and that's all you need, they'll show that the nichna to the Yevonim, so they showed Bezden, we're still functioning, and this is called Chilo Shabbos, and will be Meichan Chilo Shabbos. Sheitiach bo. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'loizev izeh mitamin lo. We heard in the Mishnah that the Isha Shenise is Alpiyei Dechad, and then for Baila is Loizev Ezeh Metamen Lo, so both husbands who were Kahanim are not permitted to be Metameto. So the Gemara says, Mil Lolon, Tersiv Kim Lesheire Akorev Eila Vomamar Sheire Zu Ishtoi, that one is permitted to be Metame but there's a mitzvah to be metama liishtoi. Achsiv lo yitama baal ba'amov lehichaloi. But a baal is not permitted to be metama to an isha shez nischalo lo yodo. Yesh baal shem metama, yesh baal shein metama. Okay, said metama hu liishtoi ksheire bein metama liishtoi psule. Now, if the husband is a koyin, so she's afen shens neufen an ishes koyin shenenso. That's also labailo. That's hanisposa materes yeshloch acheres afapisha nisposa asura vizeishes koyim. So nashes koyin shenenso asura labailo. She's posa loy. So beine metama le ishtoi psula. She's not metama le ishtoi psula. V'loi zeh v'zeh zeh koyin b'metziyosa. Taima mai omar rabona metziyis isha labailo. Ki eichid loy teheb v'loy eivo. The time is that he should not have Eva on her. Och, etahevelei Eva ve'Eva. Because for Kelt, we want that they should separate. She shouldn't have any shaykhis with her previous husband. U'maise yodeho. Taime ma'om rabona maise yodeho le'baylo. Mishim deka och le'mezayni. That since he's getting mezaynis from the husband, so tiknu maise yodeho tachas mezaynese. Och, ekibin de mezayni leslo. Since he's not giving her any mezoinis, ma'isi yadeo lav didei, so he doesn't get the ma'isi yadayim either. Let us see, Tosfos, time of my Omer Rabbona Metzias Isha Labayla Mishund Lei Tevilo Eva. Tevilo Eva. Tema. The Bereish Metzias Isha Da Omri Metziosa Kahadofa Ayedei Atchak Tomi. That metziyah is like hadofa yedei atchak. Hadofa yedei atchak means that there are guidelines that Chazal gave how much a wife is mechuyev to work for her husband. Ma'isi yedei labayl, there's a certain amount she's mechuyev to work. What about if she was madif? Ma'isi yedei al yedei atchak. Rekeret, she put in more hours and it was difficult. So the Gemara is medame metziyah kadof aydei atchak. That means metziyah is daime to ma'isi yadeh. Mashma de metziyoso tachas mezaynis. Kamay ma'isi yadeh. Kiven de medame leil hadofa. So this is like a hadof in her ma'isi yadeh. V'hoche mashma taime de metziyah mishmeiva. Not out tachas mezaynis. The we could say Maisi there's also alts Eva. Kedama bepeikafal pikasova ketikna rabbonon mezoini iker. The iker is he owes a mezoinis. Umaisi yader mishem Eva. So Taisva says, Avol Koshe, kimin de metziye, umaisi yader tavai mishem mezoinis veiva. Could be there are two cheshboinis. Why he gets the mitziyah, there's a cheshbon, he's giving her mezoinis, and there shouldn't be any eivah. That's it could be these are two legitimate reasons for ma'isi yodeh and mitziyosa. Abo ma'ishna de gabi mitziyah, koma taime mishim eivah. Gabi ma'isi yodeh, koma mishim de kamitzina, ketamitzina avalei lameima betavayu chataime. They are not meifer on the door. In time of my Omer Rachmona bar meifer, kedei shalei tisgane, oche tisgane v'tisgane, kedei shalei tisgane al baylo, kegay nidrei ni nefesh, Rashi says, shalei elchat shalei iskashet. Hoyso bas Yisroel nifselo min hakohune. If she was a Bas Yisrael, so she's Nifzal min Akuna, she can't marry a Kohen anymore. So the Gemara asks, Pshite. So the Gemara says, Bas Levi min HaMaisa Itztrichalei. In Echnami, this is Poshit, that which a Bas Yisrael is also the Kohen, that's Poshit. The chiddush is that a baslevi is also b'maisa. Ubaslevi min ha'maisa mi mifsule biznus. Rabbi Marius, is there such a thing that a baslevi becomes posel min ha'maisa because of znus? Lasagna, we learned a baraisa levia shen nishbis, oi shen nivalo, bilas nus, noisni lo maisa viyachelet. She says, she said, you give her maisa, she eats maisa. Amarav sheishes knosa. Rav Sheishes said, it's a knas. Now, let us see Rashi. Pshite zayne, she's a zayne. So, poshite, she's also a kohune. Leviya shen nishbitz, v'chayshin en shema nivala lo evet kechavim, ayshen nivala bilis nusk, may lo evet kechavim, evet b'cholo, cholanech doma b'mon lo kain godol, de mifsu lo bohu, bas koyim mitru, megabi leviya lo posli mimaisa. Let us see Taisvis. Oysa bas Yisrael nifsalo min hakohune pshite. So Taisvis asks, v'im taima amai pshite. Why is it so poshit? Va beperik dalet achim itztach leile meidik min masnisen, the Gemara brings a diik from the Mishneh, the eishes Yisrael shenenso the psula min hakohune. The Gemara brings a diik from the Mishneh. So, if you have to bring a diik from a Mishnah, the Vaisis is not a poshet as Achim, it can be back to from a Mishnah. So, a Mishnah is telling us this din. But an Eishes Yisrael Shenensas Posel Minakuna. What's the Kashim Shita? Vay Marie, the Hosam Leitzach Lemedek Elamishum Sha'afa Pisha Materis Lebaila, Falahi Psula Lekuna. That means, so she's not considered a Zaina Lebaila. So Memela, so that's a shtik toire, that even though Labaila, she's not considered a zoina because it was Nenso, Afal Pikain, she's called a zoina lekoi. Fine. Avaloch, even dashmine masnisen dasura Labaila midarabon. But our Mishnah says, she is a zoina Labaila, midarabon, she's a soite. The Tani Taitse Mizer Mizer is Pshita, the Psula Nami Lekune, given the Rabbonne Nami Kirine Bevenitmo. So the Gemara means to say it's Pasha Midarabonne and she's also Lekune. You don't have to tell me this already. You don't have to tell me that she's also Lekune Al Kopone Midarabonne because I know if she's a Saita Labal. So she's also Lekune also. So it's Pasha. So the Gemara said, the Chiddush is, he's coming to tell us that Abbas Levi is also B'mais. And the Chanami wants to go down the list, that Abbas Yisrael Lekoyim, Abbas Levi Lemaisa, Abbas Koyim Letume. So, Hiki wanted to tell us Abbas Levi Lemaisa. So he said, everybody, Abbas Yisrael Lekoyim. So the Gemara asked Akasha, it's not true. Abbas Levi is muta b'maisa. Levi shenivu labilos nus is muta b'maisa. The Gemara says it's a knas. So Taisu says, Omar Rav Sheishes knas. V'loi motzi lishnuye demas nisen keramei. So Taisu says, I have a beautiful teretz. I have a beautiful teretz to fan for the Akasha. You're asking me Akasha, Levi shenishbis, is nois nilo maise v'aycheles. And our Mishnah says that a leviya is also b'maise. So I'll tell you beautiful teretz, the masnisin, kerameya. Our Mishnah is going according to Rameya. Doma maise rishin also lezorim. Rameya holds maise rishin is also lezorim. The gomar mitrume. It is makish maise rishin to trume. V'ahochi kamal, so Memela, just like Rameya learns that Trume, just like Trume is also Lezorim, is Maiser also Lezorim, so Rameya will also learn, just like Trume is also Lezoyne, Maiser is also Lezoyne. V'ahochi kamal, ma Trume mitzre Lezoyne, af Maiser kei. And you found a baraisa that says a leviya shenishbis is nois nilo maisa vaychelas. Yeah, that's talking about according to the chachamim. The chachamim don't hold of this hekish of maisa to trumim. So Taisa says leimotzi lishne. It's not a good teretz. Why not? So Taisa says afilo rameya moide de zayne le mitzre b'maisa. Azayne afilo according to rameya azayne is not also b'maisa. The yloyafinim mitrume legabiha mishum de mat trume loy mifsele mi trume elo bebia de mifsele lekone. It's right. Meiser is like trume, but it has to be like trume. There's not an isha that is nifsele trume that at the same time is not nifsele kohune. Is av be meiser nami le mifsele be meiser bebia de mifsele bala leviye. So they're similar, but they have to have the same characteristics of trume. Trume, there's no isha that is nifsal but trume that at the same time is not nifsal or kohune. We had the gemara before that trume is more chamor than kohune. Madach grusha, that's mutter but trume is also be kohune. But al kaponim said also be trume is also be kohune. So you don't have a nifsala le trume, a yidei biya, that's not nifsala kune. So I'll say the same thing. If you'll have a nifsala le biya, it shall be nifsala mice. And since there's no such thing, so therefore, as nus does not asa her le mice. Yeah. Yeah. The al kochach, now Taisa says, I'll prove it to you. That according to Rab Meir, a Levi, divul abilas nus is mutter b'maise. The kochach bereise de poch mine Rab Meiri. Hakochach this bereise, Master Kasha, that we see that abilas nus does not ask a Levi b'maise. So this bereise is going according to Rab Meir. Del rabbonen le yitzach le misnei zayne yecheles b'maise. De meheichis al kadaitach le mifsele. You need a bereis according to the chachamim. What's the chiddush? If maise is mutter le zorim, there's no hekish whatsoever to trume. So there's a pesach chiddush that a leviye shezinsos mutter b'maise. So al kolchoch, the bereis is going according to Rameya. Elevad el Rameya nam yishar ye. So kochach, that's pshat, that lemaise, the braise says a filo according to Rameya that holds that maise has certain dinim of trume, afal pikeim, leviye shezinso is not also b'maise. So, and why in our mission is a leviye shezinso also b'maise, that's knas. V'shemo, now Taisa goes a step further. L'rameya davke mifsele ba'achiles maisa. V'konsuo, sh'techoshev kizore. V'zore osa b'maisa. Av l'rabon l'shach l'koinzul l'gore mizor. So then Taisa says, it could be our mission is only going according to Rameya, because according to the Chachomim, how could you ask her a levia b'maisa? What's wrong with her? Everyone can eat maisa, so why should she not be permitted? According to Rameya, we can say Agdore. Als Knast, they gave her din Zor. And the Zor is also b'maisa. Inami afilu kerabon. It could be the mission is going afilu according to the Chachamim. The Konsua, not Shalaylita in maisa lo. You don't give her maisa. Avapisha mataris locha. Tais is sticking with his gun. That means, according to the Chum, there's no shayla whatsoever. A leviye shezinso with a knas. Shezicha can eat maisa. Everyone can eat maisa. So kochach, that what the Mishnah says, a pasul sami maisa, litein lo maisa. That was the knas. Agav uche, I'd like to say over the Loshon HaRambam, Perik Aleph, Aloche Beis, Mehilchis Maisa. We'll see the Rambam is chilek on the whole Tosfos. The Rambam first brings down, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rameya, it paskin like the Chachomim, the Maiserishin is mutter lezon. Uminayin she Maiserishin chulen, how do we know that it's chulen? Shenem abin zadroshe v'nechshub lachem trumaschem kedogon min agayrem, that means after you take off Trumas Meiser, so it's just like you took off Trumas min Agoyren, Malaya min Ayekev, Magoyren v'Yekev, Chulin l'chol dovo, af Meiserishin shenit lo Trumosei, Chulin l'chol dovo. So Mela, that's why Israel is allowed to eat Trumas. Lefichoch, therefore, Aslevi shen nishbis. Aishenivala bilas nus noisnilo maisa viyoicheles. Therefore, a baslevi can eat maisa baslevi shen nishbis. Avomisha shomba shemais baila venises vachkach babaila konso eisa chachomim shetiyasur bemaisa. So the Rambam says, punk fakel from Taisvis. The Rambam says, lefichach, only according to the chachomim, she's muta tid maisa. According to the Ramei, she's taka also tid maisa. He says, lefichach, why? Since I just said, Baisa's mutal is Zorim, so therefore, Baslevi Shenishbis is permitted to eat Maisa. Misha Shemeshemes Baila Benisa is the Kansantar Shetia Surabe Maisa. So we see from the Rambam a few things. Number one, he holds according to the Rabbonon, there's also a knas. Taisha says, Mesupik, there's a knas according to the Chachamim, but he says there's a knas not to eat. Taisha didn't call him of such a thing. There's only a knas not to give to her, but to eat, she isn't allowed to eat. And that Taisha said that it's a double poshet, afilo according to Rameya, that Abbas Leviyim, Shanishbis is muta b'maisa. Rambam says, Faker, Tafka, according to the Chacham is Mutu b'maisa. Maisa is according to Rameya, she's also b'maisa. Zakt Gemara weiter, Baskoyin min ha-trume, afilu betrume de Rabbonon. Betrume de Rabbonon, so Rashi says, de ilu betrume de yeraise le itzterech le misni, de kiven de konsua a maise kolshkein atrume. Now we have to understand, there's a lot of problems here. This Rashi is a problematic Rashi, number one. We're speaking about a bas koyin, Shenenso. That means as she was under the impression the husband is dead, she married someone else, and now finds out that her husband was alive. She's a bas koyin. Now, we had a sugya in Almondo le koyin godol that bas koyin kisili yuzor, that she doesn't need trume, and the Gemara says maybe only chai v'krisis. The Gemara says kisi eksiv. Then Rashi and says, how do you know Chai Bekrisis? Ksi Amon Negrushe, Shesh Loi Amon Esvegerishim Bo, Yotzaakum Ve'evet, and who the nation sees that, there's no Amon Esvegerishim. So Lechoyre, from the Sugye, and Baf, and Amon Lekoyin Godel, the Dinna Baskoyin Kesi Lizor, or the other Droshe, Baskoinkisi Amon Negrusha, we learn out that a Baskoyin that was Nivula, Bias Chai Bekrisos, she's Posel Etrume. And Rashi says, Trume de Araise, you know, she's Posel Mitrume de Araise, Litzach Lemisne, the Kivan de Kansua Maisa, Koshkin Atrume. So Rashi weist his cloak. That, Trume der Reise, the only reason she's us, because they can't send the Levia to eat Maisa, so the Zicha can't send a Bas Koyin to eat Trume der Reise. So why did they say Bas Koyin? It's just telling us Trume der Rabon. So the Rashbe and the Ritva Chaylaka Rashi, they say it's also Mina Teure. I mean, the Ochaner wants to say Rashi held if they were Ma'anisah, there's no such din. She doesn't become Posel to Trume Min HaTorah. Here it's called Anuse. The Rashbe says, which I don't understand, L'davoini, the Rashbe says the other way around. Why do not say Trume de Rabona? Because the Rashbe says, because it's Pshite. Trume de Araise, it's Poshite. She's not allowed to eat Truma de Raisa. That's the aloche, the posik, Baskoyin Kisili Zos. Poshit, she's not allowed to eat Truma de Raisa. Fine. Not like Rashi. So she's posel to truma darais. Baskoin kisili iso, he betruma sakadoshim loy seichel. So why do you need a Mishnah to tell you that she's not allowed to eat truma darabonon? I mean, Azor is allowed to eat truma darabonon. I mean, she's posel to truma. Baskoin kisili iso, is I know that she's posel min atoyrati truma. Now if there's truma darabonon, so look, now if there is truma darabonon, lechay rapi chesma, we should say call the tikkun rabonon kein daraisa tikkun. And just like truma darabonon is also lezorim, is also letmeim. Versteht sich jetzt? If he be truma sakadoshim leisoichel, it's so bemele. Truma darabonon also is the same thing. So I don't understand the Rashba too well. What the Chiddush over here is that a filu betrume derabon. Ve'ein yershav shalzeh ve'yershav shalzeh yershin ksubos. We hear in the Mishnah that after she got married, Papi Eidechot, and the husband came back, so the yoshim from both husbands won't yashin her ksube. So the Gemara asks, ksube maya vidita, where's the ksube? It says in the Mishnah, ain't lo ksubis. What's that yoshin shel ze, they don't yashin the ksube. She doesn't have a ksube. Omar Rav Pope, ksubis nindichen. Speaking about ksubis nindichen. So the Gemara says, pshite, Mao the table the didod of the Surah Kansuel Rabbonon, Lazara le Konsa Rabbonon Kamash Melo. Now, let us explain 1 minute, what is this Ksubis Bnin Dichen? Ksubis Bnin Dichen is that there are really two Ksubis by a marriage. There's one Ksubis, there's an obligation from the husband to the wife, on the Eflach, Vaikev, Aizen, and if he'll give her a get, or he'll die, he'll give her the make ksube. That's one ksube. The obligations of the husband to the wife. Then there's another ksube, which is the nadin that the wife brings in, to the chseitzayim barzo, that she brings in, the nichseim beluk. Now, if she dies first, so whatever she brought in, her husband yashin so. So that's finished. If her husband will give her a get, she takes it back. She died, so husband yashin so. So theoretically, let's say we have, she died, the husband yashin so, and now later she left over children and the husband has children from another wife. Now, when the husband dies, so the children, all children should split up whatever belongs to the husband. That means if he yarshin from this first wife who died first $1 million, and that's how he became an oisha, because that was the nadin she brought in. So now, after the husband dies, so they'll divide up the $1 million equally between all his yarshin, because it's when she dies, he yarshin to her. Now this is his nechosa. But Chazal made a takone that when they wanted that a father should give a daughter nadin, and a father will feel very held back to give a big nadin because he's giving away. It's going to end up by someone else's children. So my wealth should end up by someone else's children. If he has another wife, and then so they'll yarshin. He doesn't want to give away his wealth to end up by someone else's children. Chazal made a takone, b'nin dichim dihevo lechim inoi. That means if you'll have sons, so even though the wife will die first, but that $1 million that she brought in for an adin, when the husband dies, your children will take the $1 million. The children from that wife will take back those $1 million. That's a t'nai ksube. And that's their schus. So, Memele, if you left over $1 million and $5, the $5, all the children divide up equally. The $1 million, her children, her sons, will yash. So let's just say over the Gemara before we see Rashi. So Memela, so the Gemara is saying as follows. That the it says, "En Yorshov Shalza Yorshin Ksubo," so that means after she died already, her husband died. So I would think the that what he had Yorshin from her, her children should take out, that's a din ksubis b'nin dichim, that's a k'nai ksubis, that automatically get it. So the Gemara says, also pshita, because we see we concentrate on all this chusei ksubis. So the Gemara says, l'dido kansu, l'zara loy kansu rabonan. It's kamash malon that they can't send the children also. Let us see Rashi, ksubis maya vidite, otnan bereisha ain lo ksubis. So Mar says, "Ksubis min dichim." This name be ksubis. Ksubis min dichim. The other lachim minoy. The bnin dichim. The other lachim minoy. That you'll have schorim for me. Inun yarsing kesef sibosech. Yes, al chulkayim dim achuin. That means this they'll take besides taking a chelik, an equal chelik with their other brothers. In the Nichsei Habal, which is Nichsei Aviyim, this, the Yorksube, they'll take alone. Yes, I'll give them a chuim. The Imeisa Bechayim, so if she died first, the husband was alive, the Noso Shnia, he married a second lady, the Yodoloi, and now the second lady, he had children from the second lady, Umeis, the second wife. Umeis, who, and now he died. We'll see from Rashi, and the second wife also died. Is Bnei Shniya, the children of the second wife, Afilo Heine Kevis, Neitlis, Ksubis, Imon, Kechayit Gomo. Afilo there Nekevis, but it seems he died before his wife. Shreinis Almono Meyavim. The second wife was an Almone, so he owes her a Ksubit. So, the children of the second wife will get, not Beteiris Yerusha, Philodene Kavis, and the Don Yarshin at all. But, Kechayv, Ksubis Iman Kechayv Goma, but the father's Nechosim is Meshubid to the second wife, he owes her a Ksubi, she's an Almona. So, Mamela, the Ksubi that he owes the second wife, that the children of the second wife will take, Afiladene Kavis. Ubnei Rishayna. Now, the children of the first wife, Im Yesh Schorim, if there are Schorim, Neitling Ksubas Imam, so they take the Ksuba what their mother brought in. Va'afal gav de Nidunya. Va'afal gav de Meso Bechayot. Aye, she died before him. So he yarshined everything that she had brought in. So it's his, not hers anymore. The Rabbonon Tikon Ksubis Nin Dichim Kdei Sheyik Baitz Odo V'yitein Lebitay Kibnoi, that a person should have an incentive to give away Nadin for a daughter just like a son. So he, knowingly that it'll end up in his Mishpoche. His Einiklech will get it back. So Mamela, then a person, it's easier for him to give it away, knowing that's going to stay in the family. V'hochi lo yishokli yershin di lo ksubes nindichim. See, the Mishnah is telling us they don't take ksubes nindichim. El bnei haksheira neitlim ksubes imam v'shachilkim b'shavim. And he says this is that special ksu, that special schus is. That special schus does not apply even legabi the zara, even legabi the children. I would think lezara like konsa rabbonis kamash malom. Ochiv shel ze v'ochiv shel ze chilzim v'loy miyabim. It says in the Mishnah that if both husbands died, so the brothers of both husbands give chalitza v'loy yibum. Ochiv shall rishin chaylitz midiraisa. The brother of the first husband, so he has to give chalitz minatayr, she's his wife. She's a yevom eloshuk, so he has to give chalitzah. V'loy miyabim midarabonon. He's not permitted to be miyabim because midarabonon she has a din saite, even though she really was an anusa, but midarabonon they gave a din saite. Ochiv shel sheini choylitz midarabonon. The brother of the second husband, Zminatoyu doesn't have to give chalitza whatsoever because he never was married to the second husband. There's no din yibum whatsoever because he never was a husband. What does Rashi say? V'loy miyab midarabonan, darabonan katsu. I think Rashi means they gave her din soite. Ochiv shel sheini chaylitz midarabon. Midaraisa leirom yikamei. There's no zika whatsoever. She's not married to him. Rabbonin hu datzrechu chalitza mishum gzeira. Shema yoimru girish zeh v'nosa zeh kedamor l'gabi get. That means the Rabbonin said that you need chalitza from the second husband because people might think she was taka married to the second husband even though the first husband came back alive because people might be under the impression it was girish zeh v'nosa zeh. That's the first husband had given her a get, and that's why she got married to the second husband. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Rab Yosi Omer Shibosa al Nichsei Baila. Now, before we learn the next Gemara, let's just refresh our memories. We have here three shittas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi Omer Ksubosa on Nichsei Baila Harishin. Rabbi Yosi holds, he gives her a Ksubah. Rabbi Elazar Omer Harishin Zakoi B'mitziyosa B'maisi Odeh B'foros Nedoreh. Rabbi Elazar says that the first husband is Yosechen the Mitzi and Maisi Odeh B'foros Nedoreh. Rabbi Shimon Omer B'yosa Oichilitzosa Me'ochiv Sharishin Peiteres Tzarosa. That the poshet that the yovam of the first husband can be miyabim, no part of the tzor, it's not called achlitza psula. That is the three shittas. So we have here mikilim on the previous halachas. The Mishnah said a whole bunch of chumras. She doesn't have a ksubin and there's no. Mitziyosa Maisi Yodel does not belong to the husband, and there's no din aforos nedarim, and Rabbi Elazar says there is, and Rabbi Shimon says you could be miyabim. Not okay before chelutzim v'loy miyabim. Omar Rav Hune Basroi Moidu Lekamoi Kamoi Loi Moidu LeBasroi. That means we have here. One is speaking about Ksuba, one is speaking about Metziah, and one is speaking about Yibum. So, Basroi Moidul Kamoi. That means, the Aloch is what the Kamoi said, the Basroi are Moidul to them, and are Moisit. Kamoi Loi Moidul Basroi. But the Kamoi, the first ones, are not Moidul to the Aloch is that the second ones were Moisit. Now the Gemara explains. Rab Shimon that says that you can make Yibum, Moidele le Rabbi Elazar, so he's Moide to Rabbi Elazar that Zicher Mitziyosa belongs to the husband. The Ma Bia the Ikiri Sura Leikonis, Bia is a Yisar, this Soite le Yavam. Is Leikonis, Koshke Mitziyosa, Maisi Odeh, the Mamainu, this is only Schusei Momen, so Zicher, didn't cancel, if he said a free allowed to make Yibum. But Rabbi Elazar, Lai Moide Leila Rab Shimon, but Rabbi Elazar is not Moide to Rab Shimon. Mitziyosa, Maisi Odeh, the Mamainu, Leikonis. No. And these are only Momenistic Yizach, and he didn't cancel. Avol Bia di Isurahu, that's Shailen Isurim ready. We give her a din say to me the Rabbonon. Konis, so he wouldn't permit to make Yibum. V'tavayu moide lei l'Rabbi Yosi, but all moide to l'Rabbi Yosi, that akaponim, when he gives her a get, she gets the ksubeh. Hani de yosvu tusei leikonis, that means if they permit that mitziyosa maisiodela bailo, so that means they're permitting that the marriage, which they want the marriage to end, but kolzman she's married, this chusei nisuin still continue, his koshkein ksube, the lemishkola meifikoi, when he's ending the marriage, so he, there's ikh no problem by giving her a ksube. Rabbi Yaisi loy maidelu, ksube de lemishkola meifiko de leikonis. Ksube, bemeile, he's getting rid of her, he gives her a get, fine. So let him give a ksuba ready. But havel hani de yosve tusei konis. But this that's yosve tusei is konis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Be a diki sura like comics, diktoni biyasa kaima oisa liftel sarasa. Hani diyas vitose, bikala maima osa likiume. That means if the regular functions of Ishus will be able to continue when she's tachtav, so it could be he'll continue to be with her. Hoyu vanoigba minignoshim. Vavilahochi like concept, is koshken ksube. That's already geirishin, so that's zicha, he didn't cancel. Let us see Taisvis. Koshke mitziyoso maisi yode demomenu. That means Rab Shimon, who was mater anisa, was zicha mater momen. The leikonis. And what'll be? And the husband will get the mitziyah and maisi yader. The choshiv knas ma she'ein mitziyoso maisi yadeho lebal. So why is this called a knas? That means he won't consent her and the husband will get the mitziyah maisi yader. Why is this called a knas? Mishum de ike lo eve. Because fakert, she loses from this. That means that what, if the metziah does not belong to the husband, to this eve. So not giving, not the baal shen bizeich and the metziah brings about eve. So that's a knas. So we say if he wasn't, didn't cancel her, Legabi Isurim, Zichel in Kansel, Legabi Moment. Legam mitoich kach, ein lo mezainus. If the Maisi Yodel does not belong to him, she doesn't get mezainus. So by saying the Maisi Yodel does belong to him, she does get mezainus. So this is, so the Maisi Yodel not belonging to him, is a knas to her. Umikomokim kama lekamon, later the Gemara says, midido ledide. The Gemara wants to say that ksube is midide ledido. And this is only midido ledide. And the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Lezer is not moide to Rabbi Yaisi. So Lamaise, she's giving more to him than he's giving to her. So this is called Midido Ledidei, and Ksubi is called Midido Ledidei.